You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government yesterday announced the highly anticipated Zero Carbon Act into Parliament, the much anticipated Zero Carbon Bill, setting targets that could mean huge changes to New Zealand's agricultural sector. It commits a split target, aiming to reduce all greenhouse gas emissions, aside from methane coming from our farming sector, to net zero by 2050. Sid, a core team lead at Generation Zero working on the Zero Carbon Act campaign, joined me this morning to talk about his reaction to the government's announcement.
We've been calling for... So Generation Zero started this campaign about 2 years ago, and we wanted... the intention that we started off with is that we wanted a long-term mechanism, a framework that would help New Zealand meet its emissions goals, make changes happen domestically. And our reaction to the bill, straight off the bat, is really good. Like, this is a great first step. There's quite a lot of good things in the bill. We're the first country in the world that's going to legislate the 1.5 degrees global warming target into law. The fact that we now have carbon budgets, those five-year targets, is a really good thing, as well as in terms of like feedback and making sure that we're actually kind of getting there. You know, a regular feedback mechanism. Another really good thing is that within the law they have adaptation plans and national risk assessments. So that's when the government informs all of its sectors and stuff to start making adaptation plans. So that is, how will you reduce your emissions? What are the changes that you'll make in order to help New Zealand meet its goals? And that's really important. We don't have anything like that. And finally, the commission is also a really, really useful mechanism. Having an independent body advising the government on the best science of the day, the best policy of the day, and of course, making space for representation of Māori within that, it's really important. So those are some of the really good first steps, we think, with this legislation. We're pretty happy that it's come to this point. Like, it's looking back 3 years, we wouldn't have thought that now we've got the National Party mainly talking about the fact that they don't like the methane targets, and everything else is fine for them. So that, in terms of narrative and in terms of as a country, what we're willing to do and the steps that we're willing to take, we've definitely taken a step forward. So that's really nice.
But even you are calling it just a first step. Do you think there's actually any indication that we're going to get beyond just taking an initial step to something that actually will make a real important difference?
I mean, we'll have to, right? Like, it's not a choice that we can, like, choose to ignore. It's something that will be forced upon us, depending on how fast or slowly we act. So we have to make the larger structural changes that have led us to this moment. There's no doubt about that. But in essence, we need something to begin with. So we need something to stand on as a base. And this is a really good base to begin off.
Right.
There has to be. Changes in the way we kind of, you know, there has to be long-term changes in the way we organize our economy and the way we organize our, even to the core of how we organize ourselves as a civic body, you know, actually having much better consultation, actually having proper involvement in these changes that are going to be coming down the track, whether we like it or not, you know. So, yeah.
Russell Norman, head of Greenpeace and the former co-leader of the Green Party, has hit out at the act on social media, calling it powerless. What's your reaction to that?
I understand where Russell is coming from. You know, like, there are some issues in the act that make it kind of less. It's not really ambitious in the sense of galvanizing action straight away.